everybody. Welcome to Points of Articulation, episode 90. I'm your host, Justin Chang, and with me is Phil Theobald.
What up?
How's it going, Phil? How was your Christmas?
I do not celebrate Christmas.
Mm.
That's very distasteful of you to assume as such. I celebrate a holiday of my own design, where gifts give people and nothing is what it seems.
Mm, so you're in Russia.
In Soviet Russia, yes. My Christmas was fine. How about you?
It was all right. I didn't get anything too exciting.
No, I don't either, you know. You know, at least for me, you know, it's mostly about the kid at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a bunch of cool stuff. So my Christmas is now vicariously through him, and then, you know, I just go buy whatever toys I want myself.
Every day is Christmas for me.
That's right, man. January 1st is my Christmas now.
Oh, man, January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Lego everywhere.
Yeah, everything's coming out.
Yep. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm gonna get detective's office for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm cracking on that.
I gotta get the ideas set, because you know those sell out.
Oh crap, I forgot those do tend to sell out, don't they?
Yeah.
Son of a poop. Ugh.
And if I can find Elsa's castle, you know that's gonna sell out.
Yeah, you know that's gonna way sell out. I'm gonna buy like 5 of those and scalp them for mad bank. I would not do that. It would be horrible. Of course, we'll see how much they're going for, and then I'll decide. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah, besides, you're putting all your scalping money into Amiibos anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. I wait there and buy up all the little Macs and Captain Falcons and turn them around for massive profit.
It's a falcon punch to their wallets.
Boy, those Amiibos, that has just turned into a big old thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, I think I've just kind of given up on on worrying about any of that. Just because it's just too hard to find anything.
Well, you got your pre-order in for Mega Man, so that's all you need.
That's the only one I really need out of the upcoming releases. So that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, there you go. You know, my son for Christmas this year, he got a few Rescue Bot Transformers. Which is pretty cool. He's happy to have those. And we got him, Crayola makes this thing that basically lets you melt down crayons and then pour the wax into molds to make different shaped crayons that are like, you know, you can mix colors so they get all kind of swirly and stuff like that.
Mm.
And, him and I were messing around with that tonight because, you know, he likes coloring as kids do, but because he is, you know, 2, almost 3. He also just likes snapping crayons in 2 and ripping the paper off and stuff like that. So, you get him a thing of crayons, and in a few days you just have a bunch of crayon remnants that have been snapped in 2 and stuff. So I was just like, oh, this will be a nice way. We can kind of recycle those crayons. We'll make new crayons out of them. And yeah, we were messing around with it today, and holy cow, that thing is neat. I'm half considering busting it out after, you know, now that he's in bed tonight, because we're recording this a little late in the evening, and just kind of making my own crayons with this toy, because it's a fun little thing. You know, you can buy different shaped molds and stuff. I got him a Ninja Turtle mold, so we can make Ninja Turtle crayons now. It's fantastic.
Hmm.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah. It's a fun little toy. Of course, it's like super dangerous to play with, and like, you know, he cannot go near it unsupervised or anything because
it's like the cornballer.
Basically is. I mean, it has a little plastic lid that goes over all the heating elements, and while the heating melting process is going on, the door locks, so you can't really get into it. But I, you know, a 2-3-year-old can find a way to pry it open, I'm sure. You know, just drop it on the floor and it'll probably crack open and molten wax will just start dripping out everywhere. So
sounds like the origin of a DC villain.
Waxworks. The drip.
Yeah, that sounds like a DC character.
Yeah. Dr. Wick. Something like that. Curtis Candelabra did not expect the tragedy that was about to befall him when he dropped his Crayola crayon maker. See, his last name would be Candelabra.
Of course.
Because, you know, superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. I mean,
how convenient that a man named Edward Nygma became the Riddler.
I do like how Spider-Man 2, the movie, cracked the Octavius joke. Otto Octavius gets 8 arms. Or limbs, I suppose. So what's up?
Ready to talk about some toys?
I just was. I was talking about a friggin' thing that makes crayons.
That's true.
How much more of a toy do you want?
How about Lego?
Well, I bet you could probably mold the crayon wax into Lego shapes.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting.
I you know what? I have a silicone Lego brick ice cube tray. I bet I could pour the wax into those and have Lego crayons.
You should try that. You should try that.
Yeah, but you know, it'd be a real pain to clean out afterwards, and you know, hard to use it for ice after that, or you know, making little Lego shaped chocolates.
Yeah, it would taste really waxy.
Which I have done. I've made little Lego brick chocolates, which is pretty fantastic. Just saying, yo.
Yeah, let's talk about all the Lego news.
Oh, there's a friggin' ton of it.
Yeah, just as all the sets are coming out, there's more sets on the horizon.
Yeah, no break.
First up is Lego Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Now, this key art came out while we were recording last episode, I believe.
Yes.
And yeah, it shows kind of some of the minifigures, what they would look like, and of course the dinosaurs.
Yes, and it looks like the dinosaurs are just the old dinosaur molds, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the Dino Hunters line or whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, they have those molds. Why not use them?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm glad they are, because they are really cool molds, and those dinosaurs go for quite a bit of money these days, so it'll be nice to be able to get them without paying a stupid jacked up prices.
And you get your first look at the Chris Pratt minifig.
Yeah, the third Chris Pratt minifigure, which is pretty cool.
And your first BD Wong minifigure.
Yes. So you can recreate Law and Order. If you're putting together a Special Victims Unit Lego set, here you go.
One thing that someone pointed out was the amber piece that
Wong's
character is holding.
I actually noticed that right away, and it's it's pretty cool. It's like one of those clear gem pieces from like the Monster Hunter line or something,
mm-hmm.
which they also ended up using for the lollipop tip of Vitruvius's staff in the movie line. But yeah, it's like clear yellow, but it's got a mosquito printed on it. So you get your little insect in amber. Very clever use.
Clever girl.
Yeah, so I totally want the little amber piece.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see more of these sets as Toy Fair rolls around, and then as Comic-Con rolls around.
BD Wong, BD whatever, I just want the amber.
How dare you?
The amber, the sweet, precious amber. flowing straight into my lungs.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's exactly how it works.
It's a shame there's no Jeff Goldblum minifig.
Give it time. Give it time, man.
Next up is a polybag someone discovered on the Toys R Us site.
Yeah.
It's the Lego DC Comics Superheroes The Joker bumper car.
Pretty awesome.
It's very cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat little bumper car.
Mm-hmm. You get the standard comic book Joker minifig. He's holding a pie.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's a little bumper car that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just a nice little design. It's a cute little polybag. I will totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll buy it.
Speaking of comic books, we've got the Winter Soldier from Marvel Comics.
The Bucky stops here, as far as I'm concerned.
I get it.
Yep.
He's got two faces. One is the, comic book style.
So he's like from Batman.
Yeah, like from Batman.
He's got two faces. Two. Harvey Dent.
I started watching Dark Knight recently. And, yeah. Yeah, that's still a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
But, yeah. One side is his comic book style face, and the other side is, like, the movie, where he's that
kind
of ninja mask.
Where he's got, like, he's cosplaying as Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And yes, it is.
I would like to get it.
I will totally get it.
It was very weird to me that there was no Winter Soldier sets.
Yeah, that was a little odd. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Seemed like kind of a no-brainer, but there you go.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Another... This is not a polybag. This is a set. It's a seasonal set. It's a Valentine's Day set. No.
Like last year, well, I don't know, when's this episode going up? Is it this year or last year?
I'm going to try to get out by the end of the year, but who knows?
Okay, well, in 2014, man alive, time is flying. There was the holiday store exclusive sets, from the Lego store, and they were all the animal-themed ones. There's the teddy bear for Valentine's Day and the Easter bunny and the, reindeer and snowman for Christmas and stuff like that. So it looks like this year the little holiday sets will be kind of cute little vignettes, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it comes with two minifigs.
Well, it's clearly we're witnessing a proposal. It's like a little restaurant proposal.
She's proposing to him.
Well, I'm assuming he's just given the ring to her.
No, that's...
If we're following convention.
No, I'm pretty sure that she's proposing
to him. You think they're going a little more progressive with this?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, you know what? You could have whichever one proposing to the other. Heck, get two sets. You can have a gay marriage.
Sure.
Put a guy in there. Put two guys in there. Put two girls in there. You can have this guy proposing to Star-Lord.
Good.
And why wouldn't you? Chris Pratt's a hunk.
Can I have Star-Lord proposing to Emmett?
Now, see, that's... I mean, that's got to be some sort of weird incestual something, right? Wouldn't it?
Maybe.
I don't know. You could have Deadpool proposing to Hulk.
Okay.
Which...
Or Batman proposing to Superman.
Or Green Lantern proposing to Superman.
Yeah, that would fit the movie.
Yep. Or Hot Dog Guy proposing to Guy in Bunny Suit.
Or Hot Dog Guy proposing to... Gorilla Grodd.
It's like, just like in the comics.
You know, Gorilla Grodd, he loves hot dogs.
He does. Or you could just have the guy in the set proposing to the girl in the set, and then Gorilla Grodd comes in and steals their cupcakes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are they banana cupcakes?
I don't think they're pink, so probably not.
Well, then Gorilla Grodd wouldn't be interested.
But then Hot Dog Guy comes in and steals the girl because he is so charming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like, sorry, dude with the fashionable facial scruff. I'm leaving you for Hot Dog Suit Guy. This ring of yours is great and all, but... It's a hot dog suit. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this will retail for $9.99 in the U.S.
I'll buy the poop out of it.
Absolutely.
You get a couple wine glasses there. You get a little wine bottle with a heart-shaped stopper.
Yeah, it uses a friend's piece, I think.
Yeah, that is. It's yeah, it's in like some of the Friends and in like the Disney princess line piece in there, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I will totally get that. This seems like something you could incorporate into the Parisian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So the
restaurant does already include a proposal.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, everyone's getting hitched that day. Why not, man? So there you go.
How about Admiral Yularen? Can I make him propose to someone?
You could have Admiral Yularen propose to Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, Admiral Yularen is another minifig.
Yes.
It's for the May the 4th promotion, supposedly.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah, that's very not important character to the Star Wars universe. Gets his own minifig.
You know what's weird is that, and I know you haven't really watched the show, but he's a relatively major character in the Clone Wars cartoon.
Hmm.
You know, he's a younger self. This is the minifigure is him in Episode 4, the original Star Wars movie. For those who have no idea who we're talking about, and I can't say I blame you, if you remember the scenes in the first Star Wars movie when they were in the Death Star conference room where all the Imperial higher ups were gathering around, and that's where, you know, I find your lack of faith disturbing, and Vader starts choking the one dude, and Tarkin's like, come on, knock it off, Vader. You know, there's that scene. And all the dudes are dressed in like gray suits, and that there was one guy dressed in all white, and that's Admiral Yularen. But in the Clone Wars cartoon, he was much younger, and you know, he was like Anakin's superior officer in the Clone Wars. So
I'm just gonna use this head to make old Snake.
It's a pretty good old Snake head, isn't it? I'm just going to use it to make old Hot Dog Guy.
I'm going to use the body to make Admiral Thrawn, though.
Oh, hey, there you go. Get a. Is there a? There's got to be a blue head piece somewhere.
Sure, I don't know.
Some blue hands you can pop on there. You could totally do that. Actually, oh, now that I think about it, I think Cad Bane minifigure from the Clone Wars. Yep. Cad Bane's what you're going to want to get, because he's got the blue head and the red eyes.
Mm.
So, there you go.
Perfect.
There you go. There's your impromptu Grand Admiral Thrawn, who is actually not canon. Doesn't exist anymore. Sorry, dude.
I guess I can't enjoy those books anymore.
Nope.
They just don't exist.
Throw them out. Throw them out. They are garbage now. Yeah.
Anyway. Another minifig that was found was the Trickster from DC Comics.
Wow. Flash villain.
Flash villain, yes.
Flash villain, the trickster.
Played by Mark Hamill.
Now, this, theoretically, I don't know what appearance this is based on. Is this based on his comic book appearance? Or is it based on his, because there was the old Flash TV show where Mark Hamill played the trickster. Now, does he play the trickster in the new Flash show?
Yes, he does.
That's insane. I got to watch that. I got to watch that because that is awesome. Because Mark Hamill's, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Mark Hamill is freaking awesome. No, he is. He is actually. He is really cool. I like Mark Hamill a lot. So, but it looks like this is going to be included in like either a book or a movie from the packaging. He's in that kind of like little plastic clamshell that that you see attached to the Lego books or in one of the DVD Blu-ray sets. So get ready to see a bunch of these stolen out of books at your local store, I'm sure.
Befitting of a Flash villain.
Ah, yes.
yeah, so this could be another Mark Hamill minifig.
Could be. Would be awesome. Can't get enough Mark Hamill minifigs. You could have the trickster propose to Luke Skywalker.
Good. Or the trickster could propose to the Flash.
Ah. That would be the greatest trick of all. What else we got?
There's a minifigure cube set.
There's too much Lego stuff. Stop.
No.
No, it's there's nope. too much.
Nope. Gotta okay. keep going. Still okay. going.
Okay.
Minifigure cube set.
Mm-hmm.
This one includes Lightning Lad from DC Comics.
I have no idea who Lightning Lad is.
He's one of the Legion of Superheroes from the future.
Okay.
And, yeah, very obscure character, so I find it very odd
that he's in this set. Right.
The other minifigs included in the set are one from Lego City.
Okay.
Which shows a diver.
Okay.
Which is part of the upcoming theme, which we'll talk about shortly.
All right.
There's a Ninjago, a red ninja.
Okay.
And a Chima, I guess it's a polar bear or polar cat.
Eh, something. He's got a big chin on him.
Yeah.
So, very, very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like, I'm assuming another Target exclusive?
Since
the last cube was a Target thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I assume you're going to get it just for Lightning Lad?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, I will, even though they'll probably never make the rest of the Legion of Superheroes. But
who else is in the Legion of Superheroes?
There's a lot of Legionnaires.
Okay. Who name one or two that I might know.
Saturn Girl.
Okay, I've heard the name.
I think his name Cosmic Boy.
Cosmic Boy, you're making these up now.
Superboy was on the Legion of Superheroes.
Okay, I know Superboy. Yeah, there's Space Lad and Mr. Cosmo and Star Dude.
Star Lord.
Who?
Yeah, it's Cosmic Boy.
Cosmic Boy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they have really dumb names. But it's an interesting comic book.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, let's talk about all these rumored sets.
Okay.
Lego City Summer 2015 sets.
Yeah.
Just have names for these. And a couple prices, but, you know, this is all rumor at this point. Nothing right. confirmed.
Okay.
Let's just go through these. Astronaut starter set. Landing craft.
I'm assuming the astronaut starter set is... Do you think that's just like a little box with a few figures in it, or maybe like one of the, you know, at the Lego store, they'll have those like cards with like four or five minifigures on it? Maybe something like that? Or
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Something along those lines.
It's astronauts, though, so that's exciting.
Yep. Landing craft, shuttle transport, space station.
That's so interesting.
So lots of space stuff, which is cool.
Space station, though, that could be pretty cool looking, huh?
Only if it's Deep Space Nine. I don't care if it's not.
No International Space Station. You don't really care about that? No.
Nope.
No.
Only Deep Space Nine.
Okay.
Scuba scooter.
Hmm.
Supposedly $6.99.
Okay, so it's like one of those little, just little mini box sort of sets. Probably like a little jet ski kind of thing or something.
I'd like if they'd use the actual scooter piece and then just attach a propeller to it.
Like the little Friends scooter? Nice. That would be pretty nice.
Deep sea research starter set.
Okay.
It's $9.99, supposedly. Deep sea submarine. $39.99.
As opposed to those, like, submarines that kind of hang out on the surface.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And with the power of imagination, submarines can go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. High altitude mountaintop submarine was not as popular of a set.
Deep sea helicopter.
Now that seems like a bad idea. just the rotors immediately just tear off of the thing, and then the pilot drowns.
It's a shattered glass helicopter.
Oh man.
Deep sea research vessel.
Yeah.
These are special edition. I don't know what that is.
That's just called special edition.
It's Star Wars, the special editions.
Ah, yes.
Metro MDP.
Okay.
And another advent calendar.
So, that is surprise, not surprising. Surprise. That's not surprising at all, you silly.
It's the most surprising thing on this list.
Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say.
So some interesting themes. I mean, space is always cool.
Yep, and then diving, underwater stuff, which they've done before, but pretty cool to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there we go. I might get some space sets.
Minecraft.
I like Minecraft.
It's still going.
I like Minecraft, dude. I want to get the rest of those Minecraft set. Oh, man, those are going to hit stores on the first two.
Well, you got these to look forward to as well.
Yeah.
The dungeon.
Okay.
The snow hideout.
That's snow hideout.
It's a space station. the desert outpost.
Okay.
And the Nether Fortress.
Ooh, that could be a cool set. The Nether is like, it's like the Minecraft version of hell. It's all like red and fiery and creepy monsters and stuff in it. That could be a cool set, man. I like the Lego Minecraft stuff, bro.
I hear ya.
You know? I like it. They're fun to play with.
Well, you got four more sets to look forward to.
That sucks, man. Because that's money. That's money to spend, dude. Man.
It's pretty cool, though. Star Wars.
Yeah?
This is broken up into Classic and Rebels.
Oh, okay.
And very few of them actually have names.
Okay.
For Classic, there's Flash Speeder.
Okay, that's an episode one thing.
Naboo Starfighter.
Ditto.
Death Star Final Duel.
That could be cool.
Imperial Shuttle Tyridium.
Tyridium.
I don't know.
Tyridium Shuttle. That's the Imperial Shuttle that the Rebels stole and used to fly to Endor in Jedi.
Okay.
You know? Where Luke's all like, I'm endangering the mission. I shouldn't have come. You know, that one. Mm. And Chewbacca's all like, meow, meow. And Han's like, I gotta get out of this asteroid field. And Leia's like, oh, Homer. And then C-3PO's like, yeah, I'm your family guy. You know that one?
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah. And then the Imperial dude is like, oh, with an old code, but it still checks out. Let him through. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it now.
It's a great franchise.
That could be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes, it could be.
There's a bunch of unnamed ones, and then Imperial Assault Carrier.
Hmm. I don't know what that is, so I don't have any silly voices for you there.
And then there are two Rebel sets that are unnamed.
Oh, okay. Which should be no surprise, because they're making Rebels sets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and cool, I'm going to get a bunch of them, but not on the first.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch coming out on the first, too, huh?
Yep.
Jeez Louise. Man, everything on the first. I actually went to my Lego store, my local one, yesterday, which, as you know, as we record, that would have been the 29th of December, a couple of days before all the new sets go on sale on the first, because some stores have been putting them out. You know, they've been getting the sets in and selling them early. And I went there and I was talking to a guy who, you know, he knows me. You know, it's one of those kind of deals where it's like I'm in there too much, and so he knows me, and it's like, oh, hey, Phil, what's up? And so he was talking to me, telling me about what was going on. And boy, let me tell you, have you been in a Lego store recently? Like in the past couple of days?
Nope.
You know, I walk in, and this guy who I kind of know, he's like right there at the front of the store. So, oh, hey, how's it going? And I'm asking him, you know, did you get the detective agency in? And he's like, oh, no, we actually haven't gotten it in yet. Yeah, I know some places have, but yeah, we haven't. We're getting a big shipment tomorrow, which is today as we are recording. And then we're getting another big shipment on Wednesday. And then, you know, the stuff goes on sale, technically goes on sale on Thursday, but it's going to be a huge shipment because it's going to be all of the new stuff that comes out on the first and a bunch of restock for our store. And he kind of motions to the shelves, which I hadn't even looked at. And holy crap, it looks like the store had just opened and they didn't have anything stocked yet. Like the shelves were, like half the store was pretty much empty. Just dead blank shelf space. It was insane. The holiday season just decimated that store. So they are getting restocked on everything. And yeah, all the new stuff's coming in. And from what he told me was that, you know, the new stuff's supposed to be out on the first, but Lego has given the stores permission to sell it when they get it in. You know, and it's apparently up to the manager's discretion.
Mm.
You know, so they can, if they get the stuff in, you know, if the manager wants to start selling it early, they can. If not, then they just start selling it on the first. And it sounds like at least the store by me, I called them today to see if they had gotten the stuff, and they told me they were going through the shipment still, but the manager has decided to hold off and start selling it on the first, just because they, as the guy who worked there was explaining to me, they will occasionally get into the a problem where they'll start selling stuff early, and you know, for the past month or two, when people have been coming in asking about sets, they're like, oh, that's coming out on the first. It's coming out on the first. And then they start selling it on like the 30th. And then by the time the first rolls around, they've completely sold out. And then all the people who come in on the first, they're like, oh, but you said it was going to be here on the first.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we sold out already. And that just kind of pisses people off. So.
Right.
But yeah, he was saying that, like, apparently just everyone has been coming in asking about the Minecraft sets. Apparently people have been asking nonstop about the Frozen set for like 10 months. like literally, you know, he was just like, yeah, people started asking about February about the Frozen sets. So it's going to be a big deal, I think.
Yep.
So, but yeah.
Plus the promos haven't started yet, technically.
That's also true. Yeah, the free flower cart, and there's the little Star Wars poly bag as well. So, yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Let's talk about superheroes. There are three Marvel sets.
Okay.
Carnage's Shield Sky Attack.
Okay.
So there you go, Carnage.
Carnage. That's pretty cool.
Rhino and Sandman supervillain team.
Which, so that's pretty much your Sideways set.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There.
So stock up on the little Lego wine bottles because Rhino and Sandman will need those.
Yeah, get that Valentine's Day set and you're all set.
You could have, yeah, they can sit around and talk about the women who they don't have in their lives or whatever.
And then Rhino can propose to Sandman.
Exactly. Did they plan that? Did they plan it to be a Sideways reference there?
I would assume no, but
because it's that's pretty funny.
And then Marvel's Ant-Man. This is not the movie set.
Oh, interesting.
And then on the DC side, there's the Bat-Boat Harbor Pursuit.
Okay.
And Jokerland.
Okay. Now we've had a Joker themed amusement park set up before, haven't we? Okay, so kind of a probably an updated version of that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I do like the speculation that the Harbor Pursuit set might have a Killer Croc figure.
That would be awesome.
Yes, it would, because you know he'd be one of the big figures to match his video game appearance, and yeah, that would be really kind of awesome. So I like it.
I know you like The Simpsons, too.
I do.
Lego The Simpsons Minifigures Series 2.
Ah.
A rumored list.
Okay.
Homer in his Sunday best. Marge in her Sunday best.
Ugh, yawn.
Bartman.
Okay.
Lisa with Snowball 2.
Wonder what Lisa will be dressed in.
Her Sunday best.
Yeah, that would be kind of boring.
Maggie with Santa's Little Helper.
Okay, cool. You get the two pets.
Or Santos L. Helper. Fallout Boy.
Pretty cool.
Smithers.
Of course.
Patty and Selma. Two separate ones. Comic Book Guy.
Very nice.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Another good one.
Mrs. Krabappel.
What's her name?
Mrs. Krabappel.
And all this time I've been calling her Crandall. Ah! I look like an idiot. Thank you.
I get you.
That's a Simpsons reference.
I get it.
Yeah.
Dr. Hibbert.
Okay.
Professor Frink.
Well, I haven't.
Hans Molman.
Okay.
And Martin Prince.
Oh, interesting.
No Radioactive Man.
That's kind of dumb. If we're getting a Fallout Boy, there should be a Radioactive Man. I would like to see Patty and Selma removed and get a Radioactive Man in there and get Mo.
Yeah.
No Mo. No Mo. It's all I can stand, and I can't stand no mo.
I mean, other than that, this is a pretty good wave.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Here's the 2015 set release dates and promo details.
Oh, geez, okay. Are these rumors or are these confirmed?
These are rumors, but the first ones are confirmed because, you know. Obviously, right. January's coming up.
Right.
January, main set, Slave One, Detective's Office, and then the promos we talked about. It's the flower cart and the friends.
Mini golf. Yeah. The little Star Wars poly bag.
February. Mm-hmm. Avengers Helicarrier.
Ooh.
VIP only. And the promos are a city driller with purchase over $35.
Okay.
So you get your helicarrier and you get a free city driller.
Yeesh.
March main set Avengers Helicarrier for the public. Okay. Promo is a Bionicle, gift with purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And Elves Fire.
Oh. Probably a little elf poly bag or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
April main set The Simpsons Quickie Mart for VIPs.
Okay.
And the promos is a Ninjago Kai Drifter minifig with unknown purchase.
Okay.
May Ultimate Collector Series TIE Fighter and The Simpsons Quickie Mart and the Ferris Wheel.
Oh. That's cool.
That's very expensive month.
Yeah.
And the promos is Admiral Yularen, which we talked about earlier.
Right.
June main set is the Ferris Wheel.
Okay.
Promos is Marvel Superheroes Winter Soldier. There you go. There's Winter Soldier.
Okay.
You can have Winter Soldier hang out on the Ferris Wheel.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier in the summer.
July main set Ferrari F40. Promos VIP retro minifigure set, silver brick keychain, red minifigure ice tray.
That's odd.
Yeah, that's weird.
I have a blue minifigure ice tray. I must get the red one.
It makes all the difference.
Yeah.
August main set Ninjago Temple and Ferrari F40 promos City Space Car and AI-55 co-promo with purchase. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Creator Tractor and Friends Pop Star.
Okay.
September main set the Ninjago Temple promos exclusive Ninjago minifigure. That's...
Yawn, whatever.
October main set Hoth Echo Base.
Oh.
Winter Toy Shop.
Ooh.
Promos a holiday gift with purchase gift over $99.
Right. Kind of standard.
Yep. And then November, December, it's kind of just VIP, like extra points.
Right, right. Okay. Well, whatever they say, man.
Some interesting stuff. I'd like to see these sets, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if Avengers Helicarrier is really coming out in February.
Yeah, that's crazy. If accurate.
Let's take a little break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about stuff we got recently.
Cool.
Pirates Collection. Each set sold separately from Lego.
And we're back.
Yeah.
We got a listener question.
Oh, really?
From at Mr. K. Goo. Question for next episode. So what did you get for Christmas? Me, I got a Mario and Luigi Fig Arts.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
We kind of touched upon this at the top of the show.
Yeah. I didn't really get too much. Like I said, most of my Christmas spending now is directed towards the kid. And I guess the detective office, the Lego detective office, is kind of my Christmas gift to myself. So, yeah. Nothing too crazy. Yeah, my wife got me some little Minecraft, papercraft type things that I've been playing around with. But, you know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I just got some cash and gift cards and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes, right?
Yep.
Yeah, same here. So, hence the detective office. So,
let's talk about stuff we got recently.
Okay.
Why don't you go first?
Because I don't wanna.
Okay, fine.
No, I can go first. I was kidding.
All right.
I was just playing. You know what I did get? You know, I got some Lego stuff, but I'm gonna do that last, just because we've been talking about a lot of Lego stuff. I got Groot. I got a Groot. The Funko Pop line. You know, those little goofy chibi figures with the big black soulless eyes.
Yeah, they're big business. I had no idea they were that popular.
That's a huge thing. It is. It's crazy. There are all these like limited edition ones that go for mad money now and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with, and I only have one of them. Previously I'd gotten the Transformers Age of Extinction Optimus Prime pop figure. It was like a Barnes & Noble exclusive. He's all in like shiny paint and stuff like that. So I picked that one up just because. And I got my second one, which is Dancing Groot, little baby Groot. He's a bobblehead guy. Yeah, you know, you have his little white flower pot, and you get him poking out there, and yeah, you know, he'll do a little bobblehead dance when you shake him. So
I got a pop figure as well.
Oh yeah,
I got the Batman in Joker colors. So I guess shattered glass Batman.
I guess so.
That was the part of the loot crate that I got.
Ooh, okay.
The other stuff in the loot crate, not that exciting.
Are you, I take it you're going to keep the Batman though?
Yeah, I'll keep the Batman.
Cause, expect that thing to go up in value. Cause I'm assuming that's a loot crate exclusive.
It is.
Okay. Cause there was few months ago, there was a Loot Crate exclusive Funko Pop. It was another Groot figure, not the baby Groot, but I think it was a glow in the dark. And you know what? I'm just gonna look this up. Funko Pop Groot. Let's see here. Glow in the dark, and let me sold listings. Okay, well, I mean, it's not the Loot Crate Funko Pop glow in the dark Groot figure seems to be going on eBay for like $35 to $50.
Hmm.
So, you know, not too bad, all things considered. So, yeah, you might want to hang on to that Batman pop thing that you got there. So it probably might be worth some money in a few months.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. But, I just got the baby Groot because it's baby Groot and it's adorable. So why not get it? So I got that. Oh, you know what? I just, looked, the Batman one already on eBay is going for like, anywhere from like $16 to $25.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't know what you paid for the that loot crate. Probably about $20 or something.
Yeah, it's like $20.
Yeah, so that, I mean, you know, that kind of covers that cost, and then it'll only go up, I'm sure. But what else did I get? Let's see. Oh, I got some a couple little Transformers. You know, I think we talked about last week, the, the new Robots in Disguise toys are leaking into stores. You know, like the one-step changers have been in Toys R Us and stuff like that. I was in Toys R Us the other day and saw they had some of the Legion-class toys. The little Legends, whatever you want to call them now. And I picked up the three that I saw there. They had Bumblebee and Strong Arm and Steeljaw.
I got Strong Arm as well.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of the other ones there?
I did, but I held off.
You passed on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why I got them all. I was just like, ooh, new Transformers. Haven't gotten any of those in a while, so I picked them up. What'd you think?
It's a neat little toy. I mean, yeah. It's a little more complex than I thought it would be.
So yeah.
That's
yeah,
neat.
I mean, they're Legion class, so they're not super complicated, but all three of them actually are certainly a little more complex than other Legion toys have been. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And, I'm still looking for the deluxe class, Grimlock. I want to get that.
Oh, I saw that at Toys R Us, but it was very expensive.
Oh, really?
It was $16.99.
Ugh.
And I was like, too much for a deluxe. But then yeah. I saw it on Amazon, and it's basically the same price.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That just might just be the jacked up retail price right now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
I've heard good things about that deluxe Grimlock, though.
Oh, yeah? Well, as soon as I can find them, I'll probably pick it up.
I got a couple one-step changers.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Robots in Disguise. I got Strong Arm, Underbite, and Sideswipe.
Oh, okay. Like, geez. I thought I was the one-step changer sucker. Apparently that's your thing now, too.
Yeah, they're just fun to play with.
Yeah, I see. And Sideswipe, like we mentioned, it's the Switchblade guy, the butterfly knife, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
The exact same transformation as Rift.
Pretty cool.
Underbite is the best by far.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's this spring-loaded thing. You squeeze his thighs together, and mm-hmm. it transforms from a car into a little robotic dog type thing.
Okay.
And it's pretty neat. Strong Arm is the worst.
Oh, really?
Of the three. You have to kind of fold it in half, and then the robot kind of spins out.
Hmm.
And it didn't work that well when I first tried it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know what to tell you. I hope. Are you going to be okay?
Nope.
Oh, boy. Well, if you need someone to talk to, I'm right here, man.
So, of your three Legion toys, which is the best?
Probably Steeljaw. Probably Steeljaw. I mean, I'm not, like, super impressed with any of them, but... Steeljaw was just kind of the more interesting one to me. You know, like, his you know, he has a tail. He goes from a car into, like, a you know, bipedal sort of werewolf kind of thing. You know, got, like, a wolf dog head or something on him. But he has a tail in robot mode that sort of folds down from the top of the car, which I thought was kind of a cute little way of doing that and stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, like I said, none of them were like, wow, mod me or anything, but yeah, he was probably the best of the three.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. The only other stuff I got was Lego. The other day when I went to the Lego store to see if they were selling the Detective Office early, and they were not, I went to a nearby Toys R Us, and they had some of the 2015 sets out already, including the Lego Star Wars Microfighters, the new series of those. And yeah, I've talked on the show before how I quite enjoy the little Microfighters,
as you should,
little chibi-fied versions of Star Wars vehicles. And you know, they're just very cute. I like the proportions. I like how they're just kind of small, chunky models that are fun to just kind of swoosh around and play with. And I picked up there are six total in this new series, and They had five of them in stock, so I ended up picking them all up, of the ones I saw. The one I didn't pick up, because it was out of stock, is, of course, the one I want the most, which is the AT-AT.
Mm-hmm.
Because an adorable little AT-AT. Come on. How can you not love that? This wave has a pretty heavy prequel bias.
Oh, I'm checking out now.
Which is, yeah, exactly. That's probably going to bum most people out. But, you know, I like the ship designs of the, most of the ship designs of the prequels. So I'm not too upset about that. Let's see. Well, of the, the non-prequel stuff, there is, like I said, the AT-AT, which is out of stock, and then a snow speeder. You get a cute little SD snow speeder, which is actually a really cool little build. The angled wings turned out really nicely, and the gun batteries are pretty clever little builds, actually. So that's a, one of my favorites of the line, original trilogy bias aside. It's just, one of the, nicer ships of the bunch. Let's see. Of the prequel stuff, there is, two of the Republic / clone ships, and then two of the robot army ships. The clones, you have the Republic gunship, which was in pretty heavily featured in episode 2. And that one is a neat little ship. Nice chunky design there. Does a good job of bringing that rather large ship's proportions down to that kind of cutesy level. And then you have the ARC 170 Starfighter, which, I think it was just in episode 3, maybe episode 2, I don't remember. But it's that weird sort of vaguely X-wing looking ship, but there's like an extra little wing on either side kind of thing. That one's okay. It's not my favorite of the prequel ship designs, but it does a pretty decent job. I'm more into the droid army ships in this wave. Because you get the Vulture droid. It's kind of interesting because the two vehicles in this wave for the droid army, they're actually, I guess they're technically robots themselves. They're not like, strictly vehicles, because you have the Vulture droid,
mm-hmm.
which, is just basically a giant robot that is also a spaceship. But you have one of those, and I actually really like that ship design. So having a cute little chibi version of it is pretty awesome. And like you would hope, you can tilt the wings to make it stand up and walk around, or put it into flying position. And then you have the homing spider droid, which is that big sphere with four legs coming out of it, stomping around shooting things. Not too long ago, I bought a larger Lego model of that, because we've talked about my love of spider type vehicles, mm-hmm. in Lego form on this show. So having the little chibi version is pretty fantastic, and it's a fun little build as well. So I'm pretty pleased. Even like I said, with the heavy prequel slant on here, I really dig this wave of figures. I really hope that they continue with the microfighter line, just because they're fun little desk toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping I can pick up one of the AT-ATs on the first, because I don't know if you've seen the little microfighter AT-AT, but it is adorable.
Oh yeah, I have. Yeah, I'll probably get the AT-AT and the snow speeder.
Yeah, totally Snowspeeder's way worth getting. And I mean, yeah, like the AT-AT just looks amazing. It's also nice because there's you know, quite a few printed, well, I shouldn't say quite a few, but there are some printed pieces in here. You know, the Snowspeeder has a little printed piece. Vulture Droid, same thing. So, you know, no stickers or anything like that. So that's always appreciated, especially on the licensed sets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So there you go. That's really all I've gotten until the first.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff, not all at one time. I just had it all shipped to my parents' place. And
This was your... We talked about this last time, your giant shipment that was on the way.
Yeah, it was a bunch of little shipments that add up to a giant shipment. So from HLJ, I got three things. Mm-hmm. I got from Kamen Rider Drive.
Yeah.
I got the main dude.
Cool.
Kamen Rider Drive. I haven't checked it out. It's part of the gimmick line. People don't care about Kamen Rider. I also got some SH Fig Arts. Mm-hmm. I got Lucario and Mega Blaziken.
Ah, some Pokemans.
Some Pokemon, yeah.
And these function like the amiibos, right?
Yeah. You just put it right on the gamepad and
and nothing happens. But they look really nice.
Yeah, they're just super poseable. They're fun to play with. Yeah, they're neat.
Cool.
They were on sale during HLJ's. They had a holiday sale, mm-hmm. as well as a Black Friday sale. So added one during Black Friday and the other during the holiday sale.
Now, are these going to go on your desk at work?
They are.
Nice.
From Amazon during their Black Friday till now sale, they kept coming up with names for it, like Green Monday or something. one of their sales, I got, SH Figuarts Sailor Venus from Sailor Moon.
Right.
I just got it because it was on sale. It's $20.
Uh-huh.
Also, Sailor Venus is my favorite Sailor Scout.
There you go. No shame in that, brother.
From Four Horsemen, I backed their Gothitropolis Ravens Kickstarter.
Hmm.
And I got the figures. I got the Kickstarter exclusive Minotaur the Duck. It's a duck with Minotaur armor.
Okay.
And I got Eagleless because it's super patriotic. It's an eagle. He's got an American flag cape. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah, these are really neat. I think you can buy them on the Four Horsemen store. I think it's called Store Horsemen, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're neat. Well, very I mean, nice. Obviously, you can't get Minotaur because it's Kickstarter exclusive.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, then I made an order for some third-party Transformers stuff.
Ooh.
I got from DX9 their War in Pocket Speedoo and Gartnell.
Speedoo!
These are the Legends-sized Blur and Ironhide.
Nice.
And that Ironhide is probably the best toy I've played with this year.
What?
It is amazing what it can do for its size.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is high praise, my friend.
I highly suggest you check it out. It's $45 on Big Bad, but I think it's worth it.
Okay. That is pretty amazing. I will definitely have to check that out.
Also from DX9, I got the armor set to upgrade the Evasion Mode Optimus Prime into Power Master Optimus Prime.
Oh, wow.
I have not played with this set at all, but
okay.
I don't know. Seems neat.
That's pretty cool.
And I got Unique Toys Salmor. They're not Psykill.
Oh, I'm jealous.
It is pretty great.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, build quality is nice. Transformation is tricky. especially since, you know, it's a third party item, so you don't want to be too rough with it
in
case you break something. But I just leave it in robot mode and it looks great.
Hmm. That is pretty awesome.
I fully support third party GoBots.
Yeah, I want to get that. I really want to get that.
What else I get? I got the Robots in Disguise toys I talked about. From Age of Extinction, got a couple one-step changers.
Oh.
Rollbar and Steeljaw.
Oh, okay.
You talked about Steeljaw before.
I did.
It's a very basic toy. It's just beast mode, stand him up, it's a robot.
All right.
Rollbar is the car that that boyfriend was driving in Extinction. His transformation, Rollbar's transformation is basically drifts. It's the butterfly knife.
Oh, really?
They're really using that that version of the transformation a lot lately. Oh,
that's cool.
During Black Friday, I went to the Blizzard store, and they had the Mega Bloks StarCraft II Battle Cruiser.
Oh.
Which is very hard to come by. It was a BlizzCon exclusive, like, a long time ago, and I never got my hands on it, and they got some in stock and
for a
pretty good price.
Awesome.
I have not put it together, but it looks cool in the box.
Very nice.
And that's pretty much all I got.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, some good stuff.
Very cool, man. Jealous of that Psykill.
Yeah, you should. I'll bring it with me. You can check it out.
I will knock you out and take it from you.
That's not cool.
I will rob you. probably not. I probably won't.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some good stuff.
Pretty cool.
Fortunately, I didn't spend all my money in one place, so I can afford some Lego.
Yeah, you can. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Going to be crazy.
I think I'm going to put a Lego shop at home order in just to make sure I can secure some of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that for the ideas set.
Oh, good idea.
And I get
good,
it.
Good idea.
And the Frozen set.
Ah, yes.
Because that will be very hard to come by, I'm sure.
Yes. Pretty cool.
And I think that's a show.
Cool.
If you would like to reach us, you can do so on Twitter. We're at POA Podcast. Facebook, facebook.com/pointsofarticulation. Email, POAPod@gmail.com. You can check out our Pinterest page, pinterest.com/POAPodcast. I'll be putting up images of most of the stuff we talked about on this episode. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. And while you're at iTunes, if you could leave us a review, that'd be great. And we're also on Stitcher Radio. If I manage to edit this episode and upload it before the new year, I hope you have a happy new year. Or I hope you had a happy new year. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.